Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission is to equip you with answers to share the hope that you have within you, because life and truth matter. Why? Because being armed with truth will equip you to counter the corrosive worldviews at work in our world today, while experiencing the authentic Christian life will make you a winsome witness of the purpose of life, which is to experience union with God and Christ, both for today and for all eternity. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us online at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, great to be in the studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada, indeed, questions from around the world. And we do this Monday through Friday, but all the time, 24/7, through the various outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and what we do around the world. And we would invite you to join us by standing shoulder to shoulder in this one-of-a-kind battle for life and truth. You can support the Christian Research Institute prayerfully and financially by writing me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or by talking to our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI, or you can contact us on the web at equip.org. A lot of you hanging on, we'll go right to our phone callers. First up is Charles in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hi, Charles.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Hank. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Question for you. I've been listening to your broadcast a while, and I started my sitting position, and I just started to become a student with the Bible. At the same time, I prayed for a promotion that I actually got with my company, and I've came to figure out that the promotion is a blessing, and it's a lot more than what I expected. I kind of want to progress forward in the right direction, the way that God wants me to go, but I want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing so that I can give him back the glory. And I just kind of, my question was, could you talk a little bit about what it looks like in the workplace as far as staying on the path that he's predetermined for me, and where I could do some research in the Bible to kind of make sure that I stay going in that direction for him?
Yeah, God puts us into circumstances, and we want to flower in the circumstances that God puts us in. And as you've alluded to, they can be difficult. But I think difficult circumstances cause us to grow and stretch. I continue to grow and stretch as I've been doing what I've been doing for over 30 years, and yet I'm growing and stretching and learning each and every single day. In fact, I'm very excited about learning because I feel the more I learn, not only about truth, but how to live the Christian life, the better resource I am to people that call me on the Bible Answer Man broadcast or interact with me through the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. And the same thing is true of you. God has given each one of us a vocation, and where He has placed us, He has placed us for a purpose. So what you want to do within that context is to be a witness or ambassador for Jesus Christ. You want to continue to learn and grow and develop spiritually, not just in terms of your vocation, but in terms of your spiritual prowess, so that in that position you can testify not only by your life and by your love, but also when God affords the opportunities to testify by your lips as well.
That's amazing. That is exactly what I want to do. And I do have a little bit of fears and reservations if I'm capable of doing it. And I guess I need to figure out a way that I can always come back to Him and know that this is what He wants, and it's all for His glory. And I was just wondering if you could have some passages that I could look back and review and study so that I'm able to, you know, feel a little bit more confident in what he actually wants me to do.
You want to continue to be comfortable in the situation that you find yourself in. And here's what I mean. You can imagine how scary it is to come into a studio every day and look at a board and you see questions that maybe I've never dealt with before. And you want to do it in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. But what tempers the fear factor is to realize that I have a fallback position. So if someone asks me a question, I just don't have a radar fix on how to answer that question. I just tell the person very politely, that's a great question. I don't know how to answer that question, but I'll research and return. So what happens in the process is I research, I find the answer to the question, and guess what? I'm growing in that process. And the next time I'm asked the question, I'm a more usable vessel in the hands of the Holy Spirit, in rightly dividing the word of truth, in helping people with their circumstances. So what does the Bible say? It says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not blush with embarrassment, rightly dividing the word of truth. Or elsewhere, we hear Paul tell us that every word of God is useful for instruction, for teaching, for training in righteousness. So I think those passages and others that we could send along to you would be very, very helpful to you in encouraging you to persevere in your studies.
Thank you, Hank. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And I will definitely start looking into that and continue to sit, and then hopefully I'll be able to stand and get really, really good going on a nice walk.
I love what you just said, by the way. That's a beautiful way of putting it. I mean, you have to crawl before you can walk and walk before you can run. And that's how we mature as human beings. And it's also a very good metaphor for how we mature in being a faithful ambassador for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So good for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Hank. Have a wonderful evening.
You as well. Back to the phone lines. Charlie in Mooresville, Indiana. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Hank. I got a question for you about the mark of the beast. I've heard some people say that it meant a microchip or something of that nature. And then I've also heard that the mark of God is on your soul and in your heart. Could you please enlighten me?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. The mark of the beast is a parody of the mark of the lamb. As I've explained in this broadcast consistently, the mark on the foreheads of the 144,000 in Revelation 14 symbolizes identity with the lamb. In the same way, the mark in Revelation 13 symbolizes identity with the beast. When Jesus says that on him who overcomes, he will write the name of my God in the name of the city of my God, and then goes on to say, I'll also write on him with my name, we intuitively realize that he's not talking about actually writing something on our foreheads. And the reason I say that is because we always need to be securely tethered to the biblical text, which means that we have to interpret Scripture in light of Scripture. If you are tethered to the biblical text, as opposed to going off in a subjective flight of fancy, you recognize that the forehead and the hands of Old Testament believers were symbols of their belief and behavior. In other words, what you believe and how you behave mark you as either belonging to God or belonging to Satan. The bottom line, of course, therefore, is that when John refers to the mark of the beast in Revelation, he's not talking about Sunday worship. He's not talking about a Social Security card. He's not talking about a silicon microchip. None of that has a basis in Scripture. That's a wild fantasy. What it is simply communicating that what you do, how you behave, identifies you in terms of who you belong to. I've written about this in various places, including my book, The Apocalypse Code. There's also an entry in the complete Bible Answer Book, Clichter's edition, on this, as well as my book, Afterlife. So a lot of resources we have at the Christian Research Institute. that will help you answer that question. By the way, the Christian Research Journal, it's an award-winning magazine that no Christian home should be without. You can subscribe in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, you can talk to our resource consultants about a subscription as well, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. As you can tell by the music, we're coming to a station break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We need many of you to stand shoulder to shoulder with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach in the battle for life and truth. Anything you can do prayerfully and financially would be deeply appreciated and used for God's glory. You can give in a safe, secure fashion, equip.org.
If you were going into combat, what would be more important, the number of those who were for you or the number of those who were with you? Now, apply that question to today's battle for the hearts and minds of literally millions of people at home and abroad. That's what makes members of CRI's support team so vital. They're not simply for CRI's critical mission, they're standing with CRI each and every day. If you want your voice and your values to be heard 24/7 through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, become a member of CRI's support team today. Just call 888-7000-CRI to stand with CRI daily in the battle for life and truth. And as our thanks, Hank Hanegraaff will personalize to you a copy of his black leather-bound, silver-embossed Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. Hank will be back right after this. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order the Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. or call 888-7000-CRI. In The Lord of the Rings, Tolkien's character Faramir voices the thoughts of countless soldiers throughout history. War must be, while we defend our lives against a destroyer who would devour all. But I do not love the bright sword for its sharpness, nor the arrow for its swiftness, nor the warrior for his glory. I love only that which they defend. If you too love what together we defend, our faith, biblical truth, and our freedoms, become a member of CRI's support team today by calling 888-7000-CRI. And as our thanks, Hank Hanegraaff will personalize to you a copy of his complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised and updated. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. That's 888-7000-CRI or simply visit our website at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. Let's go right back to our phone callers. We'll talk to Sean next, listening in Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Hank. Thank you so much for taking my call. I do have a concern about Christians and the use of tobacco products like cigarettes. Can you still be a Christian if you smoke?
Well, you might even get to heaven quicker. You know, cigarettes are certainly bad for you. That has been proven empirically. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. You have to realize that your temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and therefore we have to exercise great prudence with respect to that temple. But the problem is not relegated to cigarettes. It can be extended to overeating. So there are a lot of ways in which we disrespect the temple of God. You also have to recognize that smoking can be very, very addictive and therefore difficult to stop. So let's imagine someone is addicted to smoking. They become a believer. Doesn't mean that their habits necessarily disappear. It's a struggle. But they recognize as a believer that the Holy Spirit indwells them. Their temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So they want to do something about it. And the way you do that is you use the resources of the church, particularly accountability amongst believers, because we need one another, particularly as delineated by Paul in Romans chapter 12. The Apostle Paul says, "Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial for me. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything." Now, obviously, if you are mastered by an addiction, you want to break that addiction. But to say that that person, before they have mastered the addiction or overcome the addiction, is not a believer, I think goes far beyond what Scripture would say. There are Christians who smoke and desperately wish they could break the habit.
I really do want to stop smoking. But the question is, how do I come to terms with it with myself that I'm okay, but I need to stop?
Well, I think you've already answered that question. I didn't know you were talking about yourself, but since this is a very personal thing for you, you know you love the Lord.
Yes.
You know your temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You also know through practical experience that breaking that habit is extraordinarily difficult. So God uses means, and the means that he uses often lie within the church itself. You can find support groups there. You can find people to whom you can be accountable. You can find 30-day plans by which you can master your addictions. Joe Dallas wrote a book on this, which is extraordinarily helpful. It's a 30-day plan to attain sexual integrity, but the principles apply to this as well. You want to have mastery over your body rather than being mastered by bodily appetites. And again, this is not an easy thing to do. You can't go it alone. You need someone to help you in the process.
But I am a saved Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. And so my question is, let's just say that for some reason this thing kills me. So I haven't tried hard enough? Or
no, I'm not suggesting that at all. If you are a believer, that means that you want to follow the principles and precepts of your King, Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Right.
You want to do it His way. And that is the desire of your heart. That's what repentance is all about. It's a U-turn on the road of life. It is a willingness to turn from sin with God's help. It is a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of the will. But that is often not instantaneous. It is a process. So the fact that you want to follow Jesus Christ is what's significant. As a follower of Jesus Christ, you also realize that there are things in your life that you need to change. And the Lord has mercy on us, but we want to take active steps to facilitate change in our life. Now, if you end up dying before that change is facilitated, it does not mean that you're exempted from the kingdom. The real issue is your willingness to follow His principles and precepts. And the Lord takes that serious as well. And in the process, He will bring people and circumstances into your life so that you can overcome those things that are as yet besetting sins.
All right. Thank you so much, Hank. I really appreciate that.
Well, thanks for being persistent and following up, because I understand the personal angst that you are experiencing. It's real. And may God bless you. Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus Christ, I do pray that you will surround Sean with people and through circumstances help him to overcome a very difficult addiction. And Lord, I pray as well that in the meantime, his love for you will continue to grow and blossom. And Lord, I pray that in the end, Sean will be a testimony to your goodness and grace. Lord, I pray even now that you will give him the peace that passes all understanding to know that you are his and he is yours. Lord, we pray all of this not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Hank.
Bless you, Sean. Thank you so much for your call. We'll go back to the phone lines now. Talk to Carol, listening in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Hank. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have wondered about this for some time, and I'm so glad I was able to get through to you, and I really appreciate you being there in your ministry.
Thank you.
In Revelation, when the Lord is speaking to, I don't remember which church, I'm sorry, but he says something about changing their actions, or he will blot their name out of the book of life.
Yeah, this is actually the letter to the church in Sardis. And so what's communicated there is a warning to repent. And if you
right.
don't wake up and you don't repent, and Jesus says, I'll come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you, yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not spoiled their clothes. They're going to walk with me dressed in white, for they're worthy. And then he says, he who overcomes will like them be dressed in white, and I will never blot out their name from the book of life, but will acknowledge their names before my Father and his angels. And the phrase appears throughout the letters, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, the overcomer ultimately is Jesus Christ, and if you are found faithfully in Jesus Christ, you too will be an overcomer. But there are those who have not repented in the church at Sardis, and the warning to those and the people in the first century is repent, turn, and then I'll come, I'll walk with you, and you with me, and then your name will not be blotted out of the book of life, but your name will remain forever enshrined in the book of life. Now, the book of life is a way of talking about identity with Christ as your Savior, a way of talking about his engrafted life in yours.
Right. Okay, okay. So does that have something to do with perhaps denying his name? Or,
well, anyone, you know, who denies the name of Jesus Christ or denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is Antichrist. I mean, this is what John says in his epistles. And he says, already many Antichrists have come. They may profess Christ, but they are in essence against Christ. So you have to walk faithfully with Christ, recognizing that it is Christ alone who can provide the reconciliation that we as human beings need between a holy God and our unrighteousness. And when we walk in Christ, we are clothed in His white robes. We are no longer standing before Him in the filthy robes of our own self-righteousness, but the crystal robes of His righteousness.
His righteousness.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got it, Carol. Thank you so much for your call. Thanks for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you next time with more of the show.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal. Just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org.